Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
A big Australian name. Huge Australian name.
Brumby, yes. It's Brumby. Very Australian, isn't
very,
it?
Very. It reminds me, I don't know, of horses. I'm not quite sure
Bringing
why.
Bringing the horses down the track.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah. Tell us, if people don't know who you are, right, what's one thing that they might have heard, seen, you know, that might sort of trigger a memory of Monique Brumby?
Well, to the girls that bullied me when I was in year five, Cindy Klopp, if you're listening, horses go clip-clop, clip-clop. That's what my dad told me to tell her because she used to say, here comes Brumby Jack, bring in the horses down the track, and she wasn't actually that tuneful either.
Oh, no.
And I got socked in the nose once. When I was growing up in Tasmania, out doing my paper round because I was bullied by these particular girls. So those girls would remember me from those days, Michael. Other people might remember me from my first album, Thylacine, which has been called many things, including the Thylacine album, but it is Thylacine. And I had songs from that album in the charts and won the Samaria Awards from that. The Change in Me was probably my best known song, and Fool for You was another one. And I've just put out my fifth album and been touring around, and my current single is Silent War, which is about love, equality.
Oh, well, do you know what we might do while I just compose myself here, because it's I just have so much going on in my head at the moment. I'm also sick, right? So like, my brain's not connected properly to my mouth.
It's
and
hard.
Stuff
you get sweaty, you get flustered, yeah, in your mind. Things are sort of fragmented.
Yes.
Don't fall for it, man.
We don't give him that much sympathy.
Yeah, he's just a sympathy whore.
They're
really
all bullies.
Aren't you?
They're all bullies.
I'm hoping that I can help calm you, Michael.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, look, while you do calm me and we calm each other, I'm up with some Kelly Clarkson on, right? Just because this is a People Like Us. So you're in the back seat with Simon and Michael and Fiona and Monique Brumby here on Joy 94.9. Like Us. 7 minutes past five, you're on Joy 94.9 in the back seat with Simon and Michael, Fiona and Monique Brumby. It's a full house in here today.
It is.
It's wonderful. It's great. Now, Simon, you're a bit of a fan of Monique.
I am, yeah. But one of the first guitar riffs that I ever learned was Fool for You.
Really?
And I absolutely love that track. But as much as loving that track, I actually really enjoyed one of the B-sides on that, Miss Average.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. I was just thinking about that song the other day.
Really?
I'm putting together Rarities and B-sides CD, and it's got the semitone. Dun, 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 yep. Dun, dun, dun. It's very sort of... I really, really hated that song when it came
really?
Out. I was really embarrassed by it.
Really?
But a lot of people really like it.
Yeah, I liked it as much as Fool for You.
That's lovely. Mm. Thank you. Mm.
Have you learnt the guitar riff though, Simon?
Look, I've forgotten everything about guitar. I haven't picked it up in quite a while. So,
thanks,
Simon.
First song you ever learnt.
Yeah,
was...
yeah.
Mm. How many more did you learn after that?
Oh, quite a few.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I'll let you keep practicing for a little bit.
Pink Floyd.
Mm. Yeah. One question I did want to ask you is that you've been doing this for quite a while.
Yes.
And the music industry's changed a lot in the last 10 years.
Yes.
With the introduction of things like streaming sites and SoundCloud and whatnot, what sort of challenges do you face as an artist now as opposed to before?
I think it's just time management, getting, the promotional side of things clicking along. Mm. There's so much to do now in social media. So the workload for artists has increased because I don't think even if you have management and a record label, you can just be idle now.
Yeah,
I think that you sort of have to be out there promoting yourself online, which is taxing for certain characters. Some people really don't like doing that. So, being able to multitask, I think, making, and I make records at home now as well. So, it's sort of analog to digital has changed a lot of things. I think artists now can be a lot more hands-on.
Mm. Great. Good news is I'm a time management consultant outside of this, so...
Let's talk, Fiona. Can I sit down with you?
To all those musicians out there.
I'm going to sit down with Fiona after this. We'll have a good session.
We'll prioritise your to-do list.
We'll keep it succinct, though. We won't, won't go on.
Got 5 minutes.
Why? What? If you, that's fine. That's fine. Good. Good. Good.
Good. I can help you too, Michael.
I need more than time. I need extra time as opposed to the management of it.
Yes. I can't do that one.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. You're part of a number of quite important organisations. One of them being the Aardvark.
Yeah.
Tell us about Aardvark.
I run a program in Melbourne called Aardvark Worldwide, and we run music programs for young people aged between 14 and 25 who have chronic illness. I started as a volunteer with Gautier the same year that Wally had a worldwide smash hit with somebody that I used to know. No, it's not that.
Something like that. Something rare. I can't remember. Such an insignificant song.
Yes, it was amazing to see that unfurl actually while we're in the studio with all the Aardvarkians. But basically the program runs out of Kew Courthouse. We're a charity, not-for-profit organisation. So it's a great program. We do songwriting workshops with young people with chronic illness. We do a recording project and then we launch their release at the end of each year. So that's been a wonderful thing to be involved in. And, as I said, I started as a volunteer, as a musician mentor. And then the two women who started that organisation have moved on to other things and they asked me if I could head it up. So I've been the creative director the last 2 years, which has been excellent. It's given a wonderful, enriching energy into my life and really helped me to, see the world from a different perspective. I think working in that sort of field, helping other people and working with young people, it's been great.
It's certainly quieter. It's nice when you can have those people and you see the changes and the impact that you have.
Well, they have an impact on me too, and I think that it's the impact that people can have on one another. And I think that, coming from a marginalised area of society, being open and gay since I was 19, I think I can really relate to people that feel like that, even though it's obviously not an illness to be gay. Working with young people with chronic illness, I do understand their feelings of being marginalised. A lot of time they miss out on peer group support, and they have really profound things to write about and to say. So their lyrical content and the way that they express themselves is really quite profound for people who are so young. So that's actually inspirational.
Wow.
Oh, look, we could have a chat a bit more about this, but I also want to talk about the Equal Love and Your New Single, which we're going to talk about right after, right up next here on Joy 94.9. You're on Joy 94.9. It's 20 minutes past five, and that is Parallax featuring Francine with the Super Sound Radio edit of his newest track, Crying on the Dance Floor. An out and proud Melbourne boy, John Van Allen.
Yes.
Is Parallax. Good man. A friend of Joy. And another wonderful, not a man, but a wonderful person. Mm-hmm. He's with us in the back seat here, Simon.
Yes, we've got Monique Brumby joining us.
It's been wonderful to have you in our back seat.
I've loved being in your back seat. We get a good view from here.
You do. Yeah. Both ways.
S&M and F&M.
I felt like I was at Three Faces just then.
Thanks, John.
To that last track. Thank you.
Thank you, John. Dear. Thank you, John. Now, you have a brand new single that's out, and it sort of coincides nicely with an event that's coming up shortly.
It sure does. This Saturday at 1 p.m. at the Victorian State Library, we have Equal Love Rally. So please come along for those people that support the Marriage Equality Act. I'll be playing Silent War and there'll be lots of people speaking and an opportunity for our community to come out and show their support for equal marriage rights. So 1 o'clock Victorian State Library. Saturday.
Sorry, kept interrupting you.
That's all right.
I should have read the form too. No, I was going to ask you, tell us about the Silent War single. What's the inspiration behind it? I know you and your partner, Sophie, wrote it together.
Yeah, we sure did. We got married in Tasmania 3 years ago and, our marriage was, we called it a marriage, but, under Australian law, it's an equal it's a marriage. It's not considered a marriage. It's a civil union or a, I don't know.
The real piece of
partnership.
I just call it a marriage. So that's it. But we're not recognised as such. So we wrote this song together. We wrote the lyrics. It's a song about the celebration of love between two people of the same sex. So, yeah, that's what the song's about. And Silent War is really a reference to the inner turmoil that people feel when they're marginalised in society and they feel like they don't have equal rights. Mm. And it's not so much about the words, or it's about what it means. It's what it means to have equal rights. It means that the government are saying, you're equal, you people are equal to anyone else. And I think that that goes a long way to ending discrimination, because it sends out a clear message into society that those people over there, regardless of their sexuality, their creed, their religious beliefs, they have the same rights as these people over here. And I think that's important. And so Silent War, I mean, I felt really marginalised as a young person growing up in Tasmania. I came out when I was 19, which was 21 years ago. And, you know, it was a very different time then. I mean, the only lesbians I knew were Martina Navratilova and K.D. Lang, you know. And I wondered why I sort of had this sort of, like, love and fascination for these women. But, you know, it was very much, you were very much in the closet then. And I remember there was this little gay nightclub we used to go to down in Hobart called Le Cage. And it was all, you know, but once I discovered that place, I felt finally like I had found my people, you know, like finally I felt like I could be somewhere out and be completely myself and be accepted for who I was. And so these sort of feelings that we maybe don't recognise consciously as people in society, they do permeate your soul, and they sort of sit with you in different ways. And so over the course of your life, you may feel like, well, I'm not really discriminated against that much, but it's subtle things that permeate and that get in. So being able to feel like I'm equal in the world is really important to me. In Australia, with marriage equality, I do think it's important, you know. So that's why I put this song out in support of marriage equality. It's been really, really great, you know, being able to perform that song and talk about this, because there's not a lot of people that are. I think it's important that we talk about things we're passionate about. And, you know, ideas about love, about loss, about all sorts of things it's all relevant. It's all about discussion. And I know that there are very conservative people out there that have different views to me. And let's talk. You know, that's it. So if people want to come along to the rally on Saturday that have differing views, come along. Maybe have a listen. I mean, we're not preaching to the converted here. So we'd like to get people of all thoughts and backgrounds to come and try to understand a different side, you know, to life. Because my parents grew up in a very conservative backgrounds, and over the course of my life, they've changed 100%. They are so supportive and loving. And it just goes to show you that through experience, people can get a different view by knowing loving, beautiful gay people in the world.
Like us.
Transgendered people in the world. People who have different views to possibly the norm. That's okay. Let's have open discussion.
Yeah.
Oh,
let's do it, Michael.
Let's
I'm going to come over there and give you a big bear hug.
Oh, okay.
Before you do,
what is the name of the new album?
I was a commitment ceremony was the word I was looking for.
Oh, very good.
Commitment.
That's not the name.
A commitment ceremony. I mean, I never say it. It's just ridiculous. The name of the album is self-titled, and the reason for that is because I was very pretty much produced it, recorded it, mixed it. Very hands-on with the record, and I'm really, I think it's my best work to date. It's album number 5.
Ooh, if people would like to purchase said album, where could they find it?
They can get it on iTunes. They can get hard copies through MoniqueBrumby.com. And any other info they want to know is on my website.
And we'll have links to that as well on our website, joy.org.au/backseat. Now, are you doing some live shows on any stage?
Final show of the tour, the Silent War Tour, is Saturday night, 16th of August, Flying Saucer Club.
Oh.
MoniqueBrumby.com for
Cross
details.
The river if you're on the north side, people.
I'm across the river.
Actually, there was a few people that I saw on your Facebook page that travelled a long way to some of your gigs.
Yeah, there's a fellow we played in Brisbane, a fellow travelled 6.5 hours. From Rockhampton to come, and we did a show in Hepburn Springs, and a little girl, a tiny little girl called Sienna, who loves the record, travelled 3.5 hours with her mum to come and see us play.
Wow.
I know. And those things are really moving for me because, you know, that's what it's about. It's about connecting people, and a live performance is about sharing of ideas. And the audience are just as important as the people that are on stage. It's a collective.
That's right. It has been an absolute pleasure having you in here, Miss Monique Brumby.
Thank you.
Well, I feel that we might have to play the single. I think we might need to play Silent War.
That would be great.
If you miss any of the details, it'll all be online at joy.org.au/backseat. This is the newest single from Monique Brumby. Now, hopefully this is going to work. It's called... I'm using the old technology CDs. On Backseat S&M on Joy 94.9. Let's have a look. Oh, there it is.
Phew. Well,
thank you, Monique.
Thanks so much.
We'll be back shortly with some more fun here on Joy 94.9.
most amazing gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.